on Real Ghost Stories Online. Did something attack him? And if so, what was it?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and yes, 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And share your story with us there. Get access to the bonus material, advanced episodes, all that. We get a premium channel on Apple Podcasts for all of that. Do check that out and try it for 3 days free. Or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Many ways to get in on all of that. Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Well, not too much, Tony. How's everything with you?
Oh, you know. Just
it's great, huh?
Just great and lovely and exciting and all of that. I was rearranging my garage a little bit the other day, and I have so many.
It's ambitious.
I have so many Halloween things that are out there. I don't even know where to put them. I also have a. I have a closet of skeletons. I'm not even kidding. This isn't even in the garage. This is actually in in the basement here where the studio is. There's a big closet underneath the stairwell, and lots of space. I ran out of space for skeletons in the garage last year, so I put them all in there. And I'm talking like there's about 20 skeletons in there. And they're all,
you literally have skeletons
full
in your closet.
Body size skeletons. Yes. That you use with Halloween and all that. And I actually need to get in there cause I need to look and see if I have some, this floor tile that I have down here. If I have more of it, because I'm thinking of changing up a room out there and adding more. But I have to get all the skeletons out of the closet first. So when I do that, I think I might.
It
like,
almost sounds like something you need a psychiatrist.
I know.
For.
It's like we I literally, like, I have skeletons in that closet down there. Yeah.
It'll I need be, them out. I need to make an appointment with somebody.
Exactly. Exactly.
You
so,
know, you know what would be cool with this? Once you put the skeletons back in your closet,
mm-hmm.
you have to like light it. And then when you have company, go, oh, where did I put that? I don't know, serving tray, whatever pops in your mind.
Yeah.
Hey, Carol, could you go look? I think it's in that closet.
Yeah.
Or mom, go look in that closet. When they open the door, like a light turns on
mm-hmm.
something, and all the skeletons are kind of placed.
Well, and previously I had them in a shed at my last house outside. And that was kind of weird too. Like if there was somebody like that was working on anything yard, you look in the window and there's all these skeletons in this shed. I don't know. I think when I take him out to see if I can find some of this this flooring in there, I'm going to like arrange him all over the couches and just kind of set him up in the basement and take some pictures just for the heck of it, you know?
Great idea.
Mine as well. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to this caller and hear a ghost story.
Hello, this is Liska. I'm calling with a fun story from my childhood when I was a teenager. Back when me and my mom lived in a very small town. So the foundations of the place were, if I'm remembering correctly, like 120 years old. Like, this is an old logger town that's been around for, I don't know, I want to say like since the 1800s. I mean, there's still old artifacts from like an old railway train, steam train that used to go through the town. Like the car is still there, which is cool. So the foundations were like over 100 years old. There was a huge dirt mound in the basement, and it always freaked me out. I don't know why. There was like, I mean, it was a creepy basement to begin with, but this, like, I don't know, the dirt mound, I tried not to, like, because it had its own separate little room, right? Like, there was the stairs, old stairs that led all the way down. You had to go down two flights. And then immediately, like immediately to your left would be this big just chunk of raw earth and like a little cubby section between a half wall. So you kind of had to like squeeze between the stairs and that half wall to get in there. But every time I went down there, man, to get anything out of the deep freezer, I didn't even want to like look at it because I felt like something was there and it was watching me. And it just, I know that human beings inherently have that instinct to be apprehensive of the dark, but I think people who are sensitive to this kind of stuff, like I've always been, like I have tons of stories about stuff that's happened in some of the houses I lived in growing up, but this one always stuck with me because it affected me like viscerally, physically. It was crazy. Nothing really did happen in that house up until one occasion where, so to the right of the basement door was a half flight of stairs and then a full flight of stairs that led up to the second story where my bedroom was. So my bedroom door, there were so many little cubbies and stuff that led into the walls. Like, I hated that too. There was one that was in my closet that led into, like, the bare bones of the interior of the house. But immediately to the left of the stairs is a closet in my room, which had its own little nook that you had to walk through. You walk straight, and to the left of my bedroom door is the office. And then immediately to the right is the small gym that we had upstairs. I remember I went into my room for some reason. And I closed the door, and you know, it's there's only a small dome light in that like small bit of intersectional hallway, I guess. So it has some shade to it. But nothing, you can still see pretty clearly, so it's not like pitch. But I closed my door, and I turned around, and I went to go back down the flight of stairs. And I gotta tell you, it happened so fast. So fast. Like, to the millisecond. I don't know what's smaller than a millisecond, but even smaller than the even faster than the millisecond. I just saw exactly that. I saw pitch in the corner of between the wall and my door where the hinges are, and it just oozed from ceiling to floor. That like microsecond that I became, that I comprehended that something was there, it was on me. And I don't even know how to describe the sensation that left me with in my body. Like, I felt like my skin was trying to peel itself away from my bones, you know? It was like everything in me was trying to escape me. And I leapt down those stairs, and I refused to go back up there for several months, actually. I slept on the couch in the living room because I did not want to go up there. And even risk the slightest chance of bumping into whatever that had been again. But eventually my mom got sick of me being down there, so she forced me to go back into the room and sleep in my bedroom. And I tell you what, the first night I had my first and last night terror. I still won't talk about what occurred in that nightmare. I dread ever remembering it. You know, it's one of those things that you tuck way back in the vault. You don't ever touch it again. And when I finally was able to wake up from that, I staggered out of my bed. I made maybe 4 paces towards my door before I just retched everything that I had in my stomach. So I did tell my mom about it, you know, but, you know, the cinematic story of kids experiencing weird things in the house and the parents never believe them, you know. Amityville Horror movie with Ryan Reynolds all over again. Or something. But, you know, that whole town's just weird. That's a story for another day. I think it's too much to go over. But yeah, that house, that memory, that's core memory for me.
Thank you for sharing that experience with us. I can't say I've ever had a night terror that was so bad that I didn't even want to contemplate thinking of it again. You?
Do you think that sometimes, because I've had some that were just terrifying, and I get, you know, night terrors / sleep paralysis, whatever you might have, that it can just be a dream, but sometimes, like, I think it is paranormal.
Yeah.
Because it affects you in such an extreme way.
Mm-hmm.
He slept on the sofa for months.
Yeah.
It was that terrifying to him.
I'm glad I've never had one like that. And I believe, you know, you certainly can. I don't know. I've maybe when I was little, I had some that were kind of scary, but as an adult.
And I think that combined with that other experience that happened in that room with. And I didn't totally get what it was that he saw, like he said it, like he physically reacted to it, like I felt like it was on his skin. So maybe the combination of those two things would had to be a little bit much.
Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
And then your parents are like, now, honey, you have been sleeping on this sofa for 3 months. It is time for you to go back to your room.
Time to go back to bed. Yeah.
They don't give any shits. It's like, quit sleeping out here. Go to bed.
It's parents. I get it. I know.
They don't want to have to deal with it. They got enough to deal with, let alone having some weird entity in their house. Maybe that's just too much.
It's not time for the entity right now. I can't deal with an entity in the house. Go back to bed.
I cannot deal with
Go back to bed. Yeah. I get that.
That makes sense.
Good storytelling. Thank you for sharing that that story with us. You want to share yours? 855-853-4802 is our phone number, or you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Get access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all of the extras on our premium page, our premium channel there on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.